Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals whom have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome!
We are your hosts, Niza,
Frosty,
and Anna.
And welcome to Season 2, Episode 8, Blood on the K-Pop Floor.
Woo!
That was like blood spilling on the floor, by the way.
Oh, Anna or Niza can just play the
like
sound
a ketchup
of the,
she squirting
can,
everywhere.
You can play the sound of the blood coming out of the elevator from right. Shining.
Shh. That's yeah. So scary.
Anyway.
That was the scariest part of that thing.
This is a first for a long time. We are actually in the same room.
Together recording.
Together. Together again.
It's been forever. It's been since February.
Did we get together before February?
I feel like we got together in
maybe
February.
January. I don't know. I know the last time that we were like all together in the room was when we interviewed Josh.
It wasn't January.
Oh yeah, when we interviewed Josh.
Was it February?
It was in January.
Yeah, it was
or somewhere in.
It was. It had to be before November because my lease was over at the end of November.
Well, anyway, they don't know that because I cut out all the dates and that. In that episode, but last time we were all in a room together was when
we were interviewing
Josh and Ryan.
That was the last time that we were in a room together.
It was the first time you guys were invited to my house, and it was also the last time.
Jeez, I'm sensing a pattern here.
Right?
What did we do, Anna? What did we do?
She moves
I
all the time.
Every time.
Right? Moves mm-hmm. all the time.
But I'm back in Vancouver now, so.
Yeah, back in the coop.
Right? That's cool. I'm still in Portland.
Yeah.
You're in Gresham.
No,
you ain't
my house is in Southeast Portland. My address says Portland.
But technically,
no, my address says
Gresham.
Portland. My
she
address,
on that dark side of
my address says
my
Portland.
My address when I lived in Gresham, my address said Portland, and I was further up more than you, and it was
doesn't matter. The
Gresham.
State lines are not the same.
That's like the tiger.
The city lines are not the
my
same.
My address was Portland, but it's still considered Gresham area.
Anyway, you on the dark side.
Yeah. Whatever. It's okay. I like Gresham.
I'm in Portland.
Everywhere the light touches is Portland. Except for that dark side. That's Gresham. We never go to Gresham.
Except for Kaylee, because she lives there.
Yeah, except for Kaylee. She lives
she
there.
She denies it. It's okay.
What have you guys been up to lately?
Anna, go first.
Anything going on? Nothing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I moved, but I already said that, but I've been
babysitting. Hey, Kaylee, looks like you have a haircut.
That's right. I did get a haircut. I have bangs now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You totes look more Asian.
You know what? That's actually what's been going on. It's hilarious. I actually got my hair cut by an Asian lady with my mom.
Oh, wow.
And my mom was the first one. She goes, "You look Asian," not knowing that my haircutting lady was Asian. And then I had to correct my mom. I had to be like, "Yeah, mom, I look Asian-er," because the chick was standing right behind me, and she was kind of like, "This racist son of a bitch," you know. And then I'm like, "Yeah, mom, because remember, you're half Japanese, and I'm a quarter Asian, so I just look Asian-er right now, right, mom?" And then she was like, "Oh yeah, right."
That's moments. Terrible, those awkward moments.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That reminds me of, knock on wood, I've never gotten caught saying something that I shouldn't have been saying, like, in public.
It's like my life.
But I saw a post on one of my Facebook, my feed, by one of my Facebook friends, who said that she had taken her kid to go shoe shopping the other day, and she went to Payless. And she had looked in the store, and all she saw was the retail agent. And so she goes, "Where's the little kids' shoes?" The retail gal points her to the shoe section for kids. And so she's like, "Okay." So she takes her kid's hand. He's like 3 years old. And as she's walking, she's like, "Let's go to the little people shoe aisle." As she rounds the corner, there's a little person.
Oh.
Just giving her like the worst glare ever.
Oh, I did that. I went to the movies and I didn't know that there was a bald guy sitting in front of me, but Casey, she says that she likes older men, or she wants to find a doctor, an older doctor, a bald older doctor. And somebody asked her, "Why a bald guy?" And I said, "Because nobody wants bald guys." And there was this bald
There's
guy,
a
sitting,
bald guy
right
sitting right
in front of me. I felt so bad. And then I was sitting there trying to like make it better. And I was like, but people like Vin Diesel and... And, I mean, bald guys aren't ugly. I was just kidding.
And even Will Smith doesn't always have hair.
Yeah. You got me bewitched.
'Cause I'm under your spell. You're attractive, little witch. You're beautiful. Your wickedness, little witch, broke my heart. What the fuck?
What are you doing,
Kaylee, what are you doing?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about J-Von again.
J-Von.
Yep, J-Von from Blood on the Dance Floor. He's got his own, like, solo career now. He was so pretty. He still is, but, yeah, I was just thinking about him.
Should put in the little Tina sound that, you know, in her heart.
I'm just like any other girl. I put one boob in at a time. Put it on my bra. What? I'm boobing at his head.
She says, that's like one of the things she says. She says,
I don't watch
Bob's Burgers?
No.
What the fuck?
I know, there's something wrong with me.
Mind blown.
Lays on the ground and she's like,
Tina is like my soul. No, actually, Louise is my soul. You're Tina, I'm Louise.
I don't want to get stuck with the brother.
She's the brother.
I'd rather be the mom.
She's the mom.
I'll do Linda. Musicals all the time.
Linda.
I'll do that.
That's her name, right, Linda?
Yeah, Linda. Listen.
It's so funny. Mm. Oh, man. We do have some shout-outs to give.
All right, let's go ahead and get into them shout-outs. So we have a special shout-out to Alexander S. Brown, our favorite guest.
Who I am now friends with on Facebook.
Yeah, it took you like 2 years, Anna.
Yeah.
So, a special shout out to Alexander S. Brown, who we hope to have back for a future episode with some updates regarding his work.
Ooh.
Yep, so we're going to have him on along with two special guests.
I'm always excited to have Alex on our show.
I feel like he's the funnest guest.
No,
I
mean, we're not going to say that, Anna.
I mean,
he was our first. Let's just say he was our first real guest.
Our funnest book author, because we had another author, right?
Let's just not play favorites, Anna.
He is my favorite.
Sorry, Joshua. Let's not play favorites. Let's just say we always enjoy having Alex on the show.
That's right. It's always a good day when Alex is on our show.
Yeah, it's always a blast. We also want to wish our very close friend, Mr. Jason Cox from the Cox News Podcast, a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha, cha, cha.
Happy birthday, dear Jason. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
She went a little soul sister on that one.
I hope they enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
That's what counts.
And congratulations to Jason's new newborn baby boy.
That's right. Ooh. I saw the pictures.
I have not.
You haven't? No. Oh, we'll have to show those
to you. We'll have to show you. He's so adorable.
So tiny,
so adorable. Living that daddy life.
He's got three now.
I know, right? Yeah. You go, Jason.
Yeah, good job.
Cut it off now.
You might wanna end
we
it.
We do
there.
Have a population problem here, kid. Right.
You might wanna end it there. Anyway.
So we'd like to also give a shout out to Superiority Complex,
Thursday Ketchup, Home Video Hustle, Besotted Geek, Jimmy Evans, Parley Pod,
Kung Fu Drive-In, and K-Pop Corner. Which is another K-pop podcast.
Ooh.
During this time, we're also going to review all of our voicemails that we've gotten in the past couple months while we've been on hiatus, disappeared. You know,
dun,
pretty
dun,
much.
Dun.
Aliens took us to a little joyride.
Abducted us and did not take us on a fun ride.
Right. They so some of us. These some of these are actually as old as
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
So we, happy late, Merry Christmas.
Happy late, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Valentine's Day.
What else happened?
Easter and, Sunday.
And thank you for the birthday wishes.
I know, right? And thanks for the birthday wishes.
Do we have anything in there from Thanksgiving?
I don't know, but
we'll find out.
Happy Turkey Day.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It was my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jason said he was going to send you a happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice of
so
him.
One of those is probably for that.
Oh.
All right, here we go. So our first one, we'll have to go ahead and just play it because I don't know who it's from.
Hey, hey, hey. This is your boy, that's Noel here. Just want to call and wish you all a very, 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 very special Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and so on and so forth. So, other than that, I hope you all from the Hera Club get all what you want for Christmas. And one more thing. You three ladies still want to be on the show? If so, you know what to do on Twitter. Later.
So that was Lexi from Lex Factor Show.
Thank you for that Christmas episode. And we actually did get everything we wanted for Christmas.
We did. Well, did you?
Well, maybe not everything. I would have liked Adam Driver.
I would have liked Adam Driver.
I would have liked Adam Driver, or perhaps one of my biases.
Or, you know, an English Bulldog puppy. Yeah.
An English Bulldog puppy.
I mean, Channing Tatum is getting a divorce.
So Merry Christmas to Anna.
A little bit late, but it's coming.
Chris Pratt has gotten a divorce. Happy
you don't birthday. Want you don't want Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's a cheater.
Yeah. No, it's allegedly. He was a
don't talk
too
about
close.
My Chris.
Yeah.
Yours has STDs.
You know what? I would be glad to have herpes from Chris Evans. Okay? The horrible kind, the kind that you know you have it. Like when you Chris get cold Evans sores is. When you're sick.
Chris Evans is Captain America.
Captain America has herpes?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I mean, so does Rihanna, but look at her. She got with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, he has herpes. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Keyword that's allegedly.
Fuck. We make fun of people
so
with herpes
I should say,
too much.
At least my Chris doesn't have alleged herpes.
I would be glad to have alleged herpes from Chris Evans. Thank you very much.
Whatever. Our next voicemail is from Mr. Jason.
Hey, I'm Jason Cox, host of the Cox News podcast. Thank you for listening to the Harbor Club Radio podcast show. And I want to say that for Christmas, I choose to be thankful because Thanksgiving is all about food. It's not about being thankful. The holiday was named wrong. And I've got to say, at Christmas time, I'm most thankful for a troupe like the Harbor Club who make me laugh every single time they record. Aww. They're bomb-ass ladies. They're hilarious. And on top of that, they have hearts of gold, and they're friendly, and they make lots of masturbation jokes. When you're not listening to the Horror Club, please head on over to the iTunes pod.
Oh, he got cut off.
Aww. Well,
did
you
he
know
call
what?
Back? Did he call back?
You know what?
Finish it, maybe?
No. Maybe.
That's,
no.
No. That's totally fine, though. Thank you, Jason, and most of those masturbatory jokes are
not jokes.
Frosty. And no, they are jokes. Because jokes are
jokes?
True. Jokes are true.
Are they though?
Are they jokes? Put in that little masturbation joke.
Everybody there. Touches themselves except Anna.
But he doesn't know us because our hearts are not always full of gold.
Your heart might not always be full of gold. My heart is gold. Anyway, thanks Jason for dropping off a Christmas voicemail for us.
Hope your Christmas was good too.
Yeah, super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We like listening to him, too, a lot, actually.
Yeah, we like listening to his show as well.
I follow him on Twitter, and I always laugh at everything he says.
I'm pretty sure he was going to say, if you're not listening to the Horror Club, you need to stop over at iTunes and check out Jason's podcast, which is the Cox News podcast.
Or maybe he meant, if you're not listening to us already, you need to be listening to us now. If you're on iTunes... You need to be listening to a Horror Club episode. That's what he was saying.
Maybe that's what he was saying. But I'm gonna say that Jason was pointing towards his show at the very end of that voice.
I hope so.
And got cut off for reasons.
Our voicemail doesn't like to promote other people.
I know, right? So our voicemail doesn't like to promote other people, apparently. All right, next voicemail.
Hello, ladies of the Horror Club. Hey. What's up, Niza? To you and your many listeners, on behalf of my co-host, Eric, I, the great Michael of the Intellectual Saviors podcast, which is a podcast for dirty liberals and atheists who fucking hate the right-wing cunts that still support Trump, we wish you all happy holidays. Unless you vote for Trump, then fuck you guys in your ears. I don't want this to be a negative Christmas message, so here's a little joke for you girls. Why doesn't Santa have any kids of his own? Because he only comes once a year, and it's down the chimney. So, you and your listeners, I know you girls already do, be sure to follow us on Twitter at the Intel Saviors. Girls, be sure to slip into our DMs. You know what I'm saying? Take care, and I love you all real hard. Like,
play that DM song.
I will.
It's a little clip.
All right, listen here, Michael of Intellectual Saviors. Okay, Niza is married. All right,
hey, Michael.
Anna is in a relationship. Okay, the only person that you should be trying to get to slip in your DMs right now is fucking me. Okay,
don't get jelly.
He wants Niza because she's got a heart of gold.
Right.
Yeah, it's filled with pee. No, no, no. He wants a girl who's got problems, and that is me.
All right. I got issues.
I got issues for his tissues.
You made a little fire go on.
Kaylee's mad.
Don't be so angry, Frosty. Come on now. I got a little love. I need a little love, too.
You have a little love.
Just got a lot of love.
I got a lot of love. Uh-huh. But I could always use more love. not that kind of love.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't mind.
I mean, I would like to get a little more love. Not from somebody else, but I would like some more love. I'm never going to say no to love.
I'm always good for a little more love. And anyway. Next voicemail.
Oh, God. Hey, Horror Club, this is our Lil Rodriguez, host of the Random Chatterings podcast. There's a car in the background. It's a police car. Police car siren in the background. And I closed the window, but it still went through. I am meaning to call the voicemail for a long time, because I wanted to thank you, Niza in particular, because I think she was only tweeted at me when I uploaded my update. Just wanted to thank you for subscribing to my YouTube channel and for being really entertaining, hilarious. You know, and now I'm stumbling my words because this is live, sort of. But just want to say that you're doing great stuff. I know you take breaks, but it's only because, you know, we get burnt out and we just want to, you know, have some time to ourselves and figure out what we're doing and then jump back into it. We want to feel like we're enjoying what we're doing. So, and it's always such a pleasure, and I always like really happy when I do the update on my feed, on the podcast shit, whatever, and it's like, oh, a new Horror Club is out, and it's like, click it immediately.
Aww.
Or push it, whatever it is. So, keep doing what you're doing. You're all awesome. I'm going to end this phone call now because it's been incredibly awkward. All right. You have a great night. Everybody.
Aww. That was Little Rodriguez, host of Rambling Chatterings podcast.
They're also a pop culture podcast.
And if it isn't awkward, then it wouldn't be something that we would be doing.
I know, right?
Exactly.
Your voicemail was perfect.
We were just very flattered at how flabbergasted you were to talk to us. So, thank you.
Yes.
And we know it's going towards Frosty because, as she mentioned before, she's the only single one.
And she only single.
Yeah whatever.
She's stupid.
She's so salty.
Yes, I'm single as
don't
fuck.
Don't be pissed.
I'm just single as fuck, I guess.
Don't be pissed. You have your fans out there.
Yeah, right. My fans don't leave me voicemail.
You should say that. Where are my fans leaving me voicemails?
Why aren't my fans leaving me voicemails? Why is Niza getting all the love? You know what? I'm just gonna zone out now. You got me bewitched.
What is this you're singing? You got me bewitched. Cause I'm under your spell. You must be a witch. Cause I am living in hell.
I'm the dance floor, dude. Okay. Javon Monroe.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a long night.
Gonna be a long night.
A long okay. one.
Well, that was it for our voicemails. Thanks everyone for leaving us voicemails, especially Christmas and even ones after Christmas. So we really appreciate those. If anyone else wants to leave us a voicemail, or you want to continue leaving us voicemails, no matter how awkward they are,
you could even like leave us a voicemail, say something weird, and not even tell us who it's from.
And we'll try to guess who it's from.
That would That'd be really funny.
That could be a fun game. That could be, who the fuck sent this?
Yeah, just who the fuck sent this voicemail? And then we'll try to figure out if it...
One word each voicemail. It's a long ass list.
Anyway, so you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail at
971-301-HARA.
4272.
In case you're stupid and don't know that.
Hey, that's rude.
That's why I don't get even.
That's probably why you don't get fucking voicemails.
That's why I don't get voicemails, because I'm rude as fuck.
Your fans are like, I want to leave Frosty a voicemail because she probably will judge. And then I want her to judge.
Don't judge me, whore.
That's too funny. Oh my gosh. All right, you guys know what time it is?
K-pop time. Bing, 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 bing.
That's right, it's K-pop time. This episode, though, we're not going to be reviewing any K-pop news. We're just going to be reviewing a bunch of K-pop songs.
Sounds good because we've been gone too long.
Right. So the first one we're going to listen to is GOT7's Look.
Oh.
No, it's Look, Anna. No, it's like, Look.
Stop trying to cut me off, Anna. The first one we're reviewing is GOT7's Look, which came out, I think, a couple weeks ago.
I don't think I watched this one.
Well, that's good, Anna.
Yeah.
Oh, it actually came out last month.
They have a boyfriend version.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boyfriend version.
Because you know how, like, their first album was, like, boyfriend material, and then they were bad boys?
I'm pretty excited to see her.
Don't worry, not me though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 아직도 모르겠니 불안해 보이는데 ready, ready, begin 내 눈에 빠져봐 hurry. Don't you worry, we can make it, make it. 두려움이 밀려오면 just not a bubble. 노래 향한 믿음이 very 넘치니까. Don't be afraid, 마음이 섭섭해지니까. 그저 같은 마음이긴 바라니까.
느껴지는 내 모습 그대로 날 믿어줄래? 두려울 필요 없으니. 그는 속에서 나를 찾고 싶어. 바라봐줘.
그래, 그렇게.
Yeah, give me love. Oh, 시선을 맞추고. 익숙해질 때까지.
Jackson, he looks like an opa now.
No. Can you yell at me?
Yeah, exactly.
You can yell at me all the time.
Can you holler at a girl?
Oh, Jackson boy. Look at him.
Oh my goodness.
Can you just imagine that voice calling out for you?
Oh, my baby.
Jackson's looking too manly for this now. He's looking too manly for this video.
She's blushing.
I like this song.
I do too. It's good.
Jackson, you just need to stop. You're too man for this group now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably why he's branching out so low.
Jackson's too much for this. These are boys and he is a man. Oh, God. I'm getting a bit...
Getting a little flustered in here. Getting a little flustered. Okay, I only had
only you, yes.
I only had a little bit of wine before we started.
Oh, were we supposed to get drunk before we did this?
No, because we gotta go to the movie.
Okay.
But I only drank a little bit of wine, but
you're red. You're like a cherry bomb now.
What the fuck just happened to me?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to me either. What month is it? I gotta change my shorts, man.
Whoa. Okay.
Whew. Gonna need some minutes to recover from that. That was an excellent style of video because the video is called Look, and then they make it like you're actually standing in front of them and you are looking at them and they even tell you, look at me, bitch.
Right.
You know, I mean, they don't say the bitch part, but they're like, look at me.
they like pull out on them. They like go too far, and you're trying to find them.
And this one, it's like, no, you actually get to see them. Yeah, you get to stare into their eyes, like you're right in front of them, and you get fucking
chills. And they each get like a good amount of time on the screen.
I know, exactly. I really got a good amount of time.
This was a very well done fan service video.
Right,
gotta give it to GOT7 on that.
Although, I know that my bias is Mark.
But I know.
If they would have just put Jackson on the whole time and the other ones in the back, I wouldn't have been mad.
I might have been a little mad because I like my Junior and I like my Yeogyeom too.
And but you got both of them.
I did.
In that one dance scene.
But then, oh my God, like, then Jackson just comes on and I'm like, who is this man?
Okay, JB. I love you. But the hair, though.
What do you think?
You know what? It was cute. I could deal with him with that hair.
I think it's cute, but it makes him look like a teenager. It made him look like a teenager, and I'm not into that teenager.
It was like, get a haircut. Get a haircut, son.
I know, right? I love you, JB. I still love you, and you still were very handsome, but I like you more with your mature haircut style.
There's definitely something on the K-pop floor right now. It might not be blood, but it's something.
It's me, because I'm fucking red in the face. I gotta say, Jackson really stole the show with masculinity, though. Like, everyone was looking very, like...
A twink. And then Jackson comes on and he's like a muscle,
and I'm all manly, and I got chiseled chin, and
I got this thick ass legs. I have a thing for legs.
I wasn't even gonna bring up the legs, Anna. I have a thing for legs.
Like, I used to like soccer players because their thick ass thighs, their like legs are so muscular. Well,
Jackson is into martial arts, so I bet you he could definitely wrap those legs around your throat and snap your neck.
That's not what I want.
I just like the legs.
Fine, he just wrapped them around you and never let you go.
Right. There you go. That's much better.
But shouldn't I be wrapping my legs around him?
And I was like, maybe I should say words like that. Anyway, since we're all on a, this sounds like a 5 for all of us.
Yeah, definitely a 5. This is a six.
This is like a 10.
This is a 6 out of 5.
This is a 10 for me.
You know how do people really get mad because we favor GOT7 more?
No, it's not that we're favoring the band. It's that when we describe different acts, we always refer to the other member. Like, if we're watching, like, BTS, people get mad when we go, oh, he kind of looks like JB right here, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we can't compare.
Yeah, we can't compare two groups. We should be more fair and judge depending on
and
the
not
group.
Mention another group. And not mention,
yeah,
group.
Exactly. Anyway.
That's all it is, which makes a valid point, so that's why we're not doing that anymore.
So since we're already on a GOT7 hype, let's just do Jackson Wang's.
Because we need it.
Yeah.
Because Nisa needs it. Her cheeks aren't red, they're starting to get red again.
Have you guys ever seen me get so red?
Oh my goodness, I have never seen you get so red.
In fact, I'm like a blushing schoolgirl.
If she gets red again, I'm going to take a picture and put it on Instagram.
No, don't. I'm a blushing schoolgirl right now.
You should send it to Dan. Be like... No.
She's thinking about you.
Yeah, she's thinking about you.
I think it's the wine that I had.
Uh-huh. Let's blame it on the wine.
Yeah, blame it on that wine.
Seriously, though. Okay, anyway, Jackson Wang, we're going to go ahead and watch his Dawn of Us. Let it go. Smile at your head, you're my own, no doubt for sure. I mean what I said, girl, into you now. Wish I can say these words to you beside a fireplace now. Hold up, just hold up, baby, I ain't no filthy player. You be the Mara Jade, I'll be your Skywalker. Every perspective of yours is like a magazine cover. Hope one day the person I gave my ring to is ya. Girl, we gon' go reach the paradise.
paradise. We all we know for you, yet I was sacrificed. We gone, we gone, we gone, go reach the paradise. We all we know for you, yet I was sacrificed.
Let it come, ooh, let it come, ooh, yeah. Start a brand new chapter from the day it done, yeah. We can make it, I don't want some more go done, yeah.
He's gonna blow up.
He's gonna rival Jay Park. I'm pretty sure, like,
but a bit more mature on him, and I could definitely see it happening. But watch him go raunchy though.
Yes,
bitch, yes. And he's more handsome than Jay Park. Like, Jay Park is handsome, but his face
Anna?
Is more handsome.
Anna.
Jackson
don't,
has the face
be,
of like
be
a jacking, superstar.
Don't be jacking on Jay Park's face, okay?
I
Jay
like
Park, Jay
Park.
Park is beautiful the way he is.
I like Jay Park, but I feel like Jackson would.
Jackson needs to make movies. He's got a movie star face. Mm-hmm. Like, he can do martial art movies, and I'll watch all of them.
Yes, he all should. He should become the next Bruce Lee.
Yes. Oh my God.
Well, Jackson is always so sweet, you know. Like, remember that?
You know,
time?
Jackson, this is why you've got crazy Chinese fans.
He got into that car accident.
I like that fans. Smile too.
Oh,
that smile.
That is a smile that says he's a good boy, but he a bad boy.
You need to stop. No, actually, Jackson.
That is a smile.
You don't need to stop, Jackson. You need to keep on going.
That was like a devious smile. Like, yep. I'm about to do something bad.
You need, and let us watch. You need to air out that body.
Yeah, take that sweater off.
Ain't she a little bit hot there, buddy? Mm-hmm. A little warm? I know Nisa's warm. I know Nisa's getting a little warm.
Just a little warm. So that was Jackson Wang's Dawn of Us. Very visually
appealing.
I'm surprised it didn't hit the floor. I think he just threw me really off with GOT7 look.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that one, it was very...
It was like him trying to reassure you. Like, he was shocking you in look. And then this one, it's more like, let's ease into it, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Let's take it slow.
Let it go.
But that smile at the end did not look like he wanted to take things slow.
No, that's more of like, oh, you're relaxed now? Okay, pile
I'm
drive
saying Jackson,
right in there now.
Jackson needs to be, like, a movie star. He needs to, like we said, he needs to be, like, the next Jackie Chan.
Next Bruce Lee.
Or Bruce
Jet
Lee.
Something.
Because I would, oh my God, if they
bring
made another.
Bring the Asian hotness.
You need to do what Rain did. I miss Rain.
But he's happy. He's married now.
Miss Rain. I miss Rain. Anyway, Jackson, you go.
You go, Jackson. You go. Go.
Anna, what was your comment during the video? Was what if he goes raunchier? We were like, yes,
please.
Yes.
No, I want him to too. Like, I feel like he's gonna give us like a little bit, but he's gonna give it to us a little. By
like
little.
He realizes my fans are a little young right now, but then once his fans get a little bit older, he's gonna be like, all right, y'all are ready for my nip.
Oh no, anyone who is on Team Wang needs to be 18 and over. That's all I'm saying.
Wang, you know.
Anyone on Team Wang should be 18 and over. Okay, so our next video that we're going to be reviewing is a newer group all the kids are talking about, Stray Kids.
We already did one of their songs before on a previous episode, Hellevator.
And this time we're going to be reviewing District 9.
Oh, get lost, 여기 우리 crew. Girl, get out of here.
네게 자리는 없어.
This train on. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Oh, better watch out.
Oh, real America.
Oh, better watch out.
여기 우리 구역 district
9. Kids everywhere, all around the world. 떠들지도 말고 여기로 찾아오렴. Stray kids everywhere, all around the world. 점점 커져가는 그들의
So pretty. So this is pretty shook. I'm pretty shook by this. I think I might need to pay attention to these guys a little bit more.
That's what we said about Elevator, too.
Depends, yeah. though. But I think we didn't because we looked up their ages, and their ages, they're really young.
They are super young.
I don't give a fuck if they're young or not. You know them,
I don't give
you know,
a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I don't fuck with you.
but I do fuck with you as long as you're of age.
Yeah, and I don't think they were. I think some of them were like 16.
Well, Stray Kids District 9, guys. That was as good as
that was
Elevator.
Surprising.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
but not really surprising because if we really liked Elevator, though. So
it, well, I mean, but we haven't like talked about them.
We haven't talked about Stray Kids, yeah, in a while.
So I think this is definitely like we should look into them more.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
I think this
because sometimes we just sometimes we review songs by people and then we're like, oh, okay, well that's it. But yeah. I think we need to pay attention.
This yeah, this is more. This is a good song. I liked it. Dancing was amazing. Visuals were great. It had a very dark tone to it, which confuses you because if they're like really young and they're throwing this mature look at you, it confuses me anyway. So I'm like, I don't know what age you are, but you looking fine, boo.
Well, speaking of age problems, we are at least going to get some opas on this show now, as we're going to be reviewing
right,
Super Junior.
Right.
One of our OGs.
But I rate this video out of 5, you guys. Yeah.
I feel like so far they've been 5s.
Yeah. We haven't seen the bad one yet. Let's hope Super Junior isn't the bad one.
Knock on wood.
No, knock on wood that Super Junior comes through
bad,
clutch.
Though. They're never bad.
Yeah, they're always good.
So I feel like Super Junior is going to be like the Big Bang.
I hope so.
Big Bang.
The Big Bang.
I hope so. I hope Super... I don't know. I'm worried, though, because Super Junior doesn't have my bias or my bias wrecker in it right now. My bias being Kyuhan, because Kyuhan's in the army right mm-hmm. now. And then my bias record being Sungmin.
Right.
You know, so I'm a little worried.
He's still in there.
But I do love Super Junior. I have a whole lot of love for the rest of the Super Junior crew. It's just my bias
right.
record aren't in there. So I'm a little worried. But hopefully they won't disappoint.
So the Super Junior song that we're going to be reviewing is titled Lo Siento. What does that mean, Anna?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's going to be a sad song.
Sorry. But they're going with Spanish.
Nickel, banjo, 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 baby. Shorty.
So we're going to review Super Junior's newest song titled Lo Siento, which means I'm sorry in Spanish, I guess. So
according to Anna, according for all we know, it could be the cheese is red.
The cheese is red.
You got it.
She's like, oh, snap. You got it.
There's blood on the floor.
You figured it out.
She's a special somebody.
Oh, nah, eh.
Bag and cap with your perfect body.
Oh, nah, eh.
천사의 미소로 온 걸 찬란히 빛나던 그 여신은 바로 너. 내가 믿을 찬미하게만 해줘. Oh, yeah.
너 시엔도 렛츠 테이크 아
it, opas be on fire.
The opas are on fire, but I gotta give this a 4 out of 5.
Okay, maybe like a 4.5.
Okay, 4.5. I'll give it a 4.5 just because the other ones...
I'm gonna give it a 4.
The other ones were getting me, I mean...
They started a fire in her, yeah, that's what happened.
Look in Dawn of Us.
Uh-huh.
Were definitely like 10 out of 10s.
Yeah.
This one, it was a good video. They brought it, but they didn't...
It wasn't exceptional.
Yeah, it was good, but it wasn't what I wanted, if that makes sense.
I've been watching British cooking
shows.
It was a nice cultural blend.
Yes, it was a nice cultural blend. The visuals were great. For me, it's a 4 because I just didn't feel like it stuck with me.
Yeah, like, this isn't a song where you, like...
This is not like, Mamacita, baby.
Yeah, there's not really a hook that you can just repeat in your head and your head over and over.
Lo Siento is playing back, like, in my head. Like,
maybe it's because it didn't register to us because it was a Spanish hook.
But Mamacita, though. Hey, Mamacita, yeah, that's true. Baby. Yeah. Ay, 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 ay.
I guess but I also listen to Mexican music or, like, Spanish music, so then it would make sense that I would be like, that is, like,
excuse me, sorry.
Her part, I guess, is what's in my head.
Yeah, I mean, like, her part was great. The girl singing, to sing
Leslie Grace.
It was Leslie Grace? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Featuring Leslie Grace. Okay. Yes. But all the videos today were amazing.
That's right. I was not disappointed by a single one. You know, they just weren't everything.
They weren't. Not, like, look. Look at everything, guys. Look at everything. I think God 7 look at everything.
Look was the most satisfying video I've seen in a while.
Should we just watch it again?
I mean, we got time.
I know. Should we just...
Let's just watch it one more time.
Let's just watch it one more time for good measure. Yes. Okay, that's it for K-pop time. Before we get into our normal news, we're going to take a short break and come back after the break.
You're listening to The Horror Club, which is not brought to you by the following message.
Cutting edge. Insightful. Entertaining.
All stuff you will not hear about Cox News Podcast.
Every week I podcast about stuff I read about in the news that makes me wonder, how do journalists get jobs? How do TV personalities get paid? And most importantly, how can I tell you something you may not have heard about before and make you laugh at the same time and definitely make you roll your eyes? I'm Jason Cox. Thank you for listening to the Cox News Podcast, available on iTunes and the Podbean app.
Hey, do you like movies?
Hey. Do you like podcasts?
If you do, then come on down and listen to the Home Video Hustle podcast, homie.
Hustle, hustle.
Every Friday, we talk about whatever movie PJ picks out the bag. What does that mean? Well, every Wednesday on our YouTube page, I pick a bunch of movies at random. Sometimes there's a theme to it, sometimes not. PJ picks the movie out, and guess what? We watch it on Friday. We talk about it for about maybe an hour, hour and a half, whatever we feel like doing. Might give you something good to watch, baby. Come on down every Friday.
So come get your hustle on with Home Video Hustle.
You can find the show on any podcatcher app, or you can come down to homevideohustle.podbean.com. All of them in one place for you, so you can go ahead and binge it like it's Netflix. We ain't the defenders. But I like to think we're a little bit better than that. Come holler at your boys, man. Come chill with us. Peace.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Ellen, and I'm scared we exist in the Matrix.
I'm Jaslyn, and I'm bad at ad-libbing.
And you're listening to High Expectations, the promo. For our international listeners, you can appreciate our cute New Zealand accents. For our local listeners, you might bump into us in the street 3 times in the same hour. Our podcast is about pop culture,
sexuality,
relationships,
interesting hobbies,
banter, and ragging on each other.
You can find us on
Apple Podcasts,
SoundCloud,
Pocket Casts,
Podcast Addict,
or anywhere you might like to find podcasts.
Yay, please subscribe.
Goodbye.
Hi guys, we interrupt your favorite podcast to interrupt you with an ad for your new favorite podcast.
Wait, isn't this playing on somebody else's show?
Exactly.
So then how are we I thought we were their new favorite podcast.
Well, we're going to become their new favorite podcast after they hear this advertisement for our show. What's our show called, Justine?
Superiority Complex.
Yeah. Where can they find us, Patrick?
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to at Soup Complex on Twitter, S-O-U-P Complex, and you can go to Facebook.com/Soup Complex. But our main page is on Podbean, and you can find us there at www.superioritycomplex.podbean.com. New episodes are out every Thursday. Justine, yes. What do we talk about on the Superiority Complex?
Nerdy stuff.
Perfect.
Don't get all sensual with your voice.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I heard it. It's a little inappropriate.
If you want to hear a little more of that, tune in to the Superiority Complex. One more time, Justine, what do we talk about?
Nerdy stuff.
Nah, wasn't the same. You tried.
What's up? This is Jared.
And Jake from Hashtag Blackout Podcast.
And when we're not talking about cultural issues and hip-hop,
or random foolishness going on in the pop culture world,
we're listening to our favorite K-pop podcast, The Horror Club.
And learning about new groups such as
Blackpink,
BTS,
Girls' Generation,
and Super Junior. And also learning new words and phrases such as
Oma,
Sunbae, and our favorite phrase of all time, Dong Saya Day.
And you should listen too. And on that note, we black it out because we have to go take a
Dong Saya Day.
And we're back.
Wee.
Now let's get into some normal news.
Judge orders Bill Cosby to remain in Philadelphia home and be fitted with GPS monitor. On April 27th, a judge ordered that Bill Cosby has to remain in his suburban Philadelphia home and be fitted with a GPS monitor until he is sentenced for his sexual assault charges. And it says that he was found guilty by a jury of drugging and molesting Andrea Constand in 2004. And he faces three other counts of felony indecent aggravated assault. And he faces up to 10 years in prison for each count.
So, three counts?
Yeah. Currently, at this time, he has been convicted of three counts of felony indecent aggravated assault.
Okay.
And there's 10 charges for each. So he's 80 and he's looking at 30 years of prison.
Yeah, looking at 30 years of prison.
Yep. And he remains free currently on a $1 million bail. And he is maintaining that he is innocent of all charges.
They're stupid.
Yeah.
Well, we finally got him. Well, they finally got him.
They finally got him. Yeah, we didn't get him. Well, yeah, the horror club busted in there. Bill, you're going down.
You're fucking going to jail. We all knew he was going to go to jail, though.
Well, yeah, of course we did.
There's too much going on.
There's too many people pointing them fingers.
Yeah, just like Harvey Weinstein.
Yep. Yeah. We'll get some updates on him eventually,
We'll get some updates on him as well. Golden State Killer suspect shocked by arrest told police he had a roast in the oven.
Aw, you guys can't arrest me. I'm about to make dinner.
Right. So, the suspected Golden State Killer, who was arrested this week for killing and raping dozens of California residents decades ago, seemed shocked to find police outside his home. Joseph James D'Angelo, a 72-year-old former police officer, was taken into custody on Tuesday at his home in Citrus Heights in Sacramento County, the same county where his alleged crime spree began in 1976. The crimes continued across the state until 1986.
That's crazy.
Dude, this guy lived out in the world.
For so long.
For so long, right.
That's because he was a police officer. He was a former police officer.
I know, and that sucks too, though, because in 1997, the whole reason why he, or not 1997, in the 1970s, excuse me, he actually was fired from the police force because he was shoplifting, and he was shoplifting a hammer and dog repellent.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, so that should be a clue that something's going on there.
Well, it's funny because, like, he's got military background, he's got police force background, he's...
And now he's 72 years old. Like, he lived out his life. You're about to arrest him and what? He's going to spend the rest of his, what, 15 maybe years in jail?
Well, the thing is, they Does California
believe in the death sentence?
I don't think they do. But, I mean, the whole reason that he was caught was because Patton Oswalt published a book that was written by his wife after she died. And that was what greenlit the case, basically.
Yeah.
Because it opened up all these new ideas You know, and that's why they were able to catch him.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that was the reason they found him, because of the DNA.
Yeah, but she had renewed interest in the case, and then that's when they decided to look into him.
Right, the book's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
But the reason why they found him was because they were able to actually
Yeah, but she helped. That's the whole thing. There's a news right, thing her, going on about how her book helped.
Her book
with
helped.
That. She brought a fresh look to the case.
Right.
Her book opened people up to it because it was an old case.
This was a book. This book was put together because she was obsessed with searching for the Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she was writing this book, you know, as she was dying, and then she obviously didn't get to finish it. So then Patton Oswalt hired some people to help, you know, help get it published, help get it finished.
Yeah.
And then that's what helped reopen the case. I mean, it wasn't everything. The police obviously did their works as well, but she, you know, her book was a help.
Should we add the letter to an old man at the end of the
Yeah, I was thinking we could read that.
It's right here.
There's an afterword that she wrote that was directly to the killer.
Oh, really?
Why don't you read it?
Okay, I guess I could read it.
Yeah, you have it right here.
Okay. So Patton Oswalt's wife was named Michelle McNamara. She actually wrote a letter to an old man referring to the Golden State Killer before she died. What's it called? An afterthought?
Afterward.
An afterword?
Yeah.
So.
That's put at the end of the book or whatever.
We're going to go ahead and read the letter, I guess. One day soon, you'll hear a car pull up to your curb, an engine cut out. You'll hear footsteps coming up your front walk, like they did for Edward Wayne Edwards, 29 years after he killed Timothy Hack and Kelly Drew in Sullivan, Wisconsin, like they did for Kenneth Lee Hicks 30 years after he killed Lori Billingsley in Aloha, Oregon. The doorbell rings. No side gates are left open. You're long past leaping over a fence. Take one of your hyper-gulping breaths, clench your teeth, inch timidly toward the insistent bell. This is how it ends for you. You'll be silent forever, and I'll be gone in the dark. You threatened a victim once. Open the door, show us your face, walk into the light.
Deep stuff.
Deep.
And that's exactly what happened.
That is exactly what happened.
He had a pot roast in the oven. Somebody walked up to his yard and said, "You're going down, man."
Right. Damn, that is exactly what happened to him. It's so sad that it took this long to track him down.
But at least they got him.
Yeah.
At least they finally got him.
So some justice can be brought.
Right. Speaking of books, we actually all read a book together.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. We read Queen of Hearts
by Colleen Oakes. Now, this is a trilogy. Me and Anna have actually finished the trilogy.
I only read book one, Queen of Hearts.
I really liked it.
Let me put the synopsis in here first.
Okay, I'm
sorry. So, Queen of Hearts, the first book, it is not a story of Wonderland that we know. Alice has not fallen down a rabbit hole. There is no all-knowing cat with a taunting smile. This is a wonderland where beneath each smile lies a secret, and each tart comes with a demand, and only prisoners tell the truth. So Dinah is the princess who will one day reign over Wonderland. She has not yet seen the dark depths of her kingdom. She longs only for her father's approval and a future with the boy she loves. But when a betrayal breaks her heart and threatens her throne, she is launched into Wonderland's dangerous political game. Dinah must stay one step ahead of her cunning enemies, or she'll lose not just the crown, but her head.
Mm-hmm.
So the book is basically about Dinah, who is going to be the future Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland. But mm-hmm. it kind of goes into a more, I would say more like a realistic, it's still a fantasy. Yeah. It's more of like Game of Thrones, though. I feel like it's more of a Game of Thrones feel.
They make it more of a medieval journey of a princess's rise to power.
Right. There's no real magic. There's just a lot of political
debating, lots of war.
Right.
Lots of backstabbing.
Right.
There's a very Littlefinger aspect.
Right.
That comes up later. I mean, villains are some of my most favorite characters, and I always love hearing why they've become the way they are, you know, because it's just, I mean, I guess it's because I've always had a fascination with serial killers and stuff like that since we already talked about the Golden State Killer, and I just like hearing about why they are the way they are or why they've done things the way they did.
Like Maleficent.
Yeah, exactly. Like Maleficent. Although I wouldn't say Maleficent was a bad person considering what actually went down.
Yeah.
What actually went down. I like villains. I like serial killers. And I love origin stories that tell you why they are the way they are.
Right. And this, I thought that this one was a good one. I think me and Anna got really addicted to the first book. And
I got through everything in like 3 days.
Yeah, even shorter than that. I think like 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Maybe three days.
I want to say a book a day.
Yeah, we did a book a day. We blasted through it like crazy.
Yeah, I know. And I remember getting the text messages from you guys going like, oh my God. And then you going, don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
I was just sitting there like, oh my God.
Yeah. I liked it. I rated it out of 5 for me because the whole series all together was really, really tied in, really, really put together.
There's so many twists and turns.
It is a twist. There's a lot of twists and turns, but also it's really strange is that it is a very easy read. Mm-hmm. There's only about 16 chapters per book.
And they're short chapters.
But
that's the one gripe that I had with it, that it was so short, which is probably why I mean, even though you guys already told me what happens in the other two, I might go ahead and just read the other two just because I need more story on that. Because it was, like, I don't know, if this was a thicker book, I probably would have enjoyed it more.
I think it's really weird because, like, the whole trilogy probably could have been into one whole book.
Divided in three sections.
But, like, yeah, divided into three sections, but it works the way it is what it is. But it was still really good.
You still got the tale, it's just split up into three.
Right. The first book by itself was more of a taster because everything that actually really happens in the second and third book.
Yeah, I feel like the first book is like she's innocent, doesn't really know much. She's just like this princess.
And then she's trying to figure things out. There's a little adventure, but it really gives you a lot more to be like, oh, I'm really interested in what actually really happens.
Yeah.
And then you get into the second and third book.
With trilogies, that's usually how it works. Right. You know, like if we take Star Wars, for example, you know, they just come in there to introduce all these new characters. They don't actually really do anything. And it's not until the second one, like say with The Last Jedi, where they start going off in crazy directions and you're like, whoa. You know, so that makes perfect sense.
I'm glad to hear that you're going to try to read
the other books. I will try to read the other two.
Because you should. It's a really good overall series.
Yeah, I know, Heartless.
Yeah, and I really do also enjoy twists on fairy tales and stuff like that, so...
Apparently I do, too.
Anna never knew she would be interested in those type of things, and she was like, ooh, I really like this book.
I get emotionally, like, attached, and I cry, and I'm just like, why? Why you gotta do that?
Why you gotta do her like that? Why you gotta do her like that?
So I never was really a fan of the Queen of Hearts until now. Now I'm like, oh my God, this poor lady. It's not her fault.
It's not her fault, though.
She didn't do it.
I definitely think that there's gonna be more book reviews now that me and Anna have been on this book rage.
Nisa got me into being able to read books on my phone and my tablet, so now I'm just like, bam, bam, bam.
Book rage.
Yeah.
Oh, book rage.
Jeffrey plays Fortnite, and I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about you either. I'm gonna read.
I'm gonna read my book.
Kick him every once in a while. Shut up.
But you know what? It's also funny that, like Frosty said, she really likes to watch what happens to the villains in stories, and we all did watch... Me and Frosty did a rewatch of the Tale of Snow White, A Tale of Terror. Yeah, Snow White, A Tale of Terror, and we brought Anna to watch it with us, and this was her first watch, and the whole time we're sitting there, we're saying, it's not the witch's fault, Snow White is a little bitch!
Yep, we were totally all, like, Nisa and I have seen this movie probably, like, a bunch of times over the years that it's been out, and it's a really good movie starring, you know, Sigourney Weaver and all that.
Yeah.
So Anna, who's... on her first viewing, then
drinking wine,
drops a bombshell on us because what happens in the beginning of the movie, and spoiler alert, is that the king and the queen, while the queen is pregnant with Snow White, are driving in their carriage on their way home, and all of a sudden a crow flies, distracts the horse and the driver, which then causes the carriage to topple over. And the horse and the rider are then murdered by wolves. And as the king and the queen are trying to get out of the wreckage, he finds out that the queen has a piece of wood lodged in her chest. And this is basically fatal. Yeah. And so the queen obviously ends up dying, and then the baby, you know, obviously grows up to be Snow White. Well, anyways, Anna pulls out later that she notices that the queen, or not the queen, the stepmother, new queen,
yeah.
Snow White's stepmother, has a pet bird that does her bidding, and it's a crow. And then she goes, wait a minute. She goes, that's the same bird that attacked the coach and killed the queen. And then all of a sudden, me and Niza kind of look at each other, and we're like, wait a minute.
We just had this.
You guys kept telling me, she just loves the king. She just loves him. She means no harm to Snow White. And I'm like, but
Snow White's just a bitch. And then all of a sudden, Anna comes out in left field and is all like, well, wait.
Isn't that the same bird from the beginning?
Same, yeah, isn't that the same bird in the beginning that caused the wreck, that killed the queen?
And me, like, our faces, we just, like, we looked at each other at first, like, stupid Anna.
Yeah, but then after a while, we were like, wait a minute, it all makes fucking sense. Yeah, then
we widened our eyes.
She loves the king so much, she loved him even when he was married to the first wife.
Right.
She just wanted to get in there.
She just wanted that wife out of the way, and then Snow White keeps bringing her back up. And it's fucking with her head. And it's like, oh my god, it all makes sense now.
Right.
Snow White isn't a bitch.
It's because she looks so much, I think it taunts her too, because she looks so much like her mom. So she's like,
oh, yeah.
Constant reminder.
Like, I killed you. You were supposed to die with your mom.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was just the...
I don't think she was, like, Maleficent, though.
I wonder if anyone else got that. I don't know. Like, I wonder if anyone else watched that movie. It was all Team Witch. And then all of a sudden, we just, like...
And then all of a sudden, was just like, wait a second. Oh my god, you're right.
Isn't that the same crow from the beginning?
If you have seen this movie and have not thought about it...
There you go.
Sorry we ruined it for you.
There you go.
But yeah, it was a spoiler alert. We told you. We warned you.
That's enough spoiler alerts for today.
At this time, we would like to thank you for joining us here at the Horror Club. Please feel free to like our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. Also add us on Snapchat. Like, comment, and share, because we just rub. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.
Little witch, you broke my heart. Enchanting words, little witch, you cast a spell. Mask destroyer, little witch, my beautiful apocalypse. You've got me bewitched, cause I'm under your spell. Oh, you must be a witch, cause I am living in hell. Oh, now is the time, now is the hour.
Frosty!
What?
Frosty, what are you doing?
Nothing.
We need to get out of here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Please.
Let's go.
No, fine, fuck it.